In just a moment, we will hear the audio with Mark Griffin. This was recorded in Sedona, Arizona. We were outside at a table and we had a nice view of the Red Rock formations. It's a little bit noisy though. Well, Mark Griffin, he is with Sedona Mystical Tours. Sedona, Arizona, here in the United States, is considered to be powerful. It's considered to be resonant with our spirit. And Mark explained a little bit of that in our other podcast. You might be familiar with it, called Shine and Rise, A Practical Spiritual Practice. So in the what's currently the newest episode, SR10, we speak with Mark, and he gives sort of that introduction to the transformative energies in Sedona. You don't have to listen to that, or you don't have to listen to these in order. I just wanted to mention it in case you'd like to check out both. Well, let's get to our audio with Mark about our wellness, and I'm really happy you can join me this way in such a nice place, and where you are, I trust you be blessed.
Would you share what you've come to recognize about emotions and states of being, especially with someone who may be having a hard time? They may not be able to visit Sedona presently. What's good for them to recognize and to know? What would be encouraging? Getting past difficult stages.
I've been here over 20 years. I've had periods of deep, dark night of the soul, depression. Many people that have lived here a long time will tell you the same thing. And that, you know, the reason why that's happening is just to get you to be aware of the shadow element, the dweller, in a sense, the anti and resistant part of ourselves that does not want to grow. Now, the emotional imbalances, you know, could be related to chemical imbalances in the brain. They could also be related to blockages, traumas from the past lives even. And that issue is just sitting there front and center for us to address it in this life. And, you know, it may just plague us for years, but the whole point of maybe the soul's teaching us is that it needs to be fully healed. Sedona offers so many varieties of modalities in ways in which a person can get that blockage removed, have that clearing. Coming here, they may see and feel the magnification of it. And once again, if it's magnified, maybe you could see it more clearly for what it is, what that emotional condition is. And most, you know, there's all kinds of documentaries and all kinds of good empirical information that states most of our unhappiness is due to holding on to negative emotions from the past. It's like learning how to let go of the past. It's like Sedona almost forces you to. And visiting here, you can, maybe a person could get a strong taste of what it's like to make a breakthrough. But they have to remember when they make that breakthrough, they have to find something to feel, that the neuroelasticity, the open space in their brain that came with clearing a blockage.
I'd just like to hear a little more about that, like as far as what it's like, what might it look like letting go past trauma, filling that,
yeah,
what might that mean to someone?
Okay, yeah. When I've reached points of understanding, you know, clarity of a condition that's been plaguing me, a blockage. Like recently, I had one that's been bothering me for about a year and a half. A colleague helped me remove it, clear it. You could be guided to, you know, go to this source. You could, if you're a good meditator, somebody who could do good personal journeys, when you're here, it just seems like you can find the source, the core issue, more readily, more expediently. So that it's a sensation, a physical sensation. A lightness comes over you when you, I'll use a quick, or I mean a simple example. you annihilate somebody, it doesn't matter if it's this life or the past, you transgress somebody in a very extreme way. You find this path of unhappiness and depression, being either self-guided or facilitated, and you see it lies in this fact that you carry guilt about this transgression. Then what you do is you forgive that condition, you let go of the guilt, you say, this was both parties agreed to have this experience. You recognize that everything that's happened to you, everything that you've done to others, is all part of an experience. Holding on to the guilt creates the negative emotion. Holding on to the pain, it creates that negative emotion that goes into the cells and atoms and affects the body. So you can clearly see this visually as you forgive it and release it. Send it back to its source, remove the guilt associated with that act. You will feel a lightness. You'll feel even that part of your body's pain leave. So you have something visceral that you can connect with. And then the next phase is, you know, so-called homework, where for a number of days, maybe a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, you're filling that emptiness that you just created with something more, let's just say, fulfilling, beneficial, if you want to use the word positive, just filling it with light energy, with violet light, with white light, divine light, filling it with something that is more nurturing, more supportive of your overall well-being. It's kind of like cleaning out a wound. You still have to cover it with a bandage to keep bacteria and other things from entering it. So that's the same process with removing a trauma. You've done the good hard work, and now you have to be disciplined and diligent for the following few weeks not to let the tendrils that created that condition to come back. And once you can do that successfully with one blockage, one traumatic pain that you're holding on to, then you'll begin to understand how you could continue that process with, you know, the other things that start to show up, which they will. And even the little things that happen day to day, at work, for example, or driving in traffic, you know, how you can hang on to attention from a traffic incident that, you know, it wasn't really an accident, but just an angry interchange. How many hours the impact of that affects you. Well, learning how to let go of that immediately, within minutes, will just be extremely beneficial. And learning how to, you know, overall do these clearings when you're in Sedona of a major block in your life, it just trains you, it shows you could do it for any other matter and whatever comes up for you in the future part of your life. But the training and the discipline, they have to go together. They simply do. I make the comment, you could be completely healed of every dysfunction in your body if you don't change the thoughts, the diets, the physical habits, the environment you're in, and how you let all those things affect you, then eventually your body's going to go back into imbalance. So some kind of a structured protocol after you leave Sedona is very necessary to benefit the most from what occurs here, the healings that occur here, the clearings that occur here. And there are techniques here that can probably completely remove a depressive condition. It's just a matter of how deep a person wants to go. But those things are all available. And many of these practitioners will give you instructions about how to keep yourself clear for the following days and weeks after the healing's been complete. Or follow up over the phone.
I keep thinking of the term unconditional love. So that seems to be something that helps that process that you're describing. Like,
it does.
Give that to themselves.
Yeah, well, I think it's one of the hardest things we are faced with, is unconditional love of ourselves. You have the inner child, you have the parents in you, there are influences that you have to love. Those are three factors right there. If you have problems with any of those three, you're not going to be able to give yourself full unconditional love. So once again, you're clearly seeing core reasons, the avenues that are leading to your disharmony. Issue with mom or dad, childhood stuff that suddenly comes up in memory here. You have that opportunity to look at all that and to start, you know, making resolutions with them. Unconditional love is probably easier to give everyone else than yourself, anyhow. So I think removing those imbalances and disharmonies will allow you to have that love for yourself more easily, more readily. And also just consider, you know, the way you treat some other people and begin trying to practice that for yourself. If you, you know, you wouldn't want to necessarily scream and criticize a person you care about. So you start asking yourself, why would you want to apply that and direct that towards yourself? These are little kind of like baby step processes. There are instances where you get in total bliss and have epiphanies. Once again, you know, how deep you want to go with the modality, how, or a shamanic journey. And it's really the choice of the individual, the will of the individual to hold on to the process that they went through.
Thanks to Mark for sharing with us. By the way, his tour company, Sedona Mystical Tours, is not a sponsor of this podcast or anything like that. I am grateful they helped me understand the area and better understand myself. And I'm not saying you must go to Sedona in order to have transformation in your life. The fact that people, myself included, have felt as though locations like Sedona can offer assistance to them toward being fully themselves, it demonstrates how nature or God intends that we be well. If you are acknowledging that you want change in your life, it is already yours, where you are. The website for Mark's company is SedonaMysticalTours.com. They are very knowledgeable and respectful if you want to contact them and possibly go on one of their tours. I am Tyrus Gray. Be blessed.